Hello friends, good to see you all today for another devotional message. I'm not sure if you can just see up in the tree above me here. There's a lot of white doves. There must be about 30 or 40. And hopefully they'll come down to feed. There's some food out in the grass for them. But I think I've made them nervous and scared them away. And that's the nature of the dove. They're a tender bird and they're somewhat timid. And in the Bible, we read a lot about doves. For example, in Matthew 3 and verse 16, whenever the Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ, was being baptized, he was coming up out of the water, and John said, "I saw the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and it abode upon the Savior." And that was symbolic of his anointing with the Spirit of God. It was a fulfillment of a prophecy given by Isaiah over 700 years before that. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach." And so the Spirit of God came down upon the Savior in the form of a dove and abode upon him. And then the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so the dove in Scripture is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. You'll notice here that the doves are white. They have got an oil in their plumage, and they always look pure and they always look clean. Even if a dove goes into a coal mine and comes out again, it still retains that whiteness, that purity. And so it is with the Spirit of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And it's very important in our lives too that we seek to live lives that are filled and led and guided and anointed by the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says we're to be filled with the Spirit. But the dove is so easily grieved. The Bible says we're not to grieve the Spirit. The dove has a mournful song. You remember the words of the hymn writer who said, "Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast." So the dove speaks about the power of our Lord's earthly ministry. It speaks about the purity of our Lord's earthly ministry. And it also speaks about the pity of our Lord's earthly ministry. Whenever doves mate together, they mate together for life. And the dove will choose a partner and they'll bond together for life. And again, it just shows us that they are compassionate in a sense. And the Bible says we mourn sore like doves. They're very compassionate birds. They mate together for life. They join together for life. And so it is with the Christian. Whenever a person is saved and converted and married, as it were, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in their life. And the Holy Spirit is very tender and very compassionate. He's a comforter, the Bible says. In John 14, 15 and 16, the Lord says, "I will send you another comforter." And he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is our comforter. The word comforter is a Greek word, paraclete, which means to draw alongside. And so the Spirit of God draws alongside the Christian in all of their burdens and in all of their trials and seeks to comfort them. And we think of John chapter 11, whenever the Lord went to the grave of Lazarus and he stood there and he wept. He was tender, he was compassionate, and he mourned and wept with those who mourned and wept. And so it is with the Spirit of God. He's so tender and so compassionate, and he draws alongside even the child of God whenever you're going through trials and difficulties, and he mourns and comforts and stays with us. And as well, the Bible says in the Old Testament that oftentimes the underprivileged and those who were poor that couldn't maybe bring a ram or a lamb or a bullock for a sacrifice could offer a young turtle dove or even two young pigeons. Mary and Joseph, whenever they went to the temple, they did that as well. So the dove was sometimes offered as well in sacrifice. And that reminds us, of course, of the cross, where the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, shed his precious blood for us and yielded up his life and died. And then worldwide, the dove is a symbol of peace. Whenever Noah was in the ark, he sent out the dove. And the dove found no place for the sole of her foot, and she came back again. And then he sent it out a second time. It came back with an olive leaf plucked off. And often that's a picture in this world of ours of peace. And the Bible tells us, "Great peace have they that love thy law." The Lord promised that he would leave his peace with us. And he did that by sending his Holy Spirit. And I trust today that if you're a Christian, that you're very conscious of the Spirit of God in your life, empowering us to serve the Lord, bringing that comfort and that peace into your lives, and bringing us continually to the cross. Now, these doves haven't come down yet. Don't know why I've scared them away, but it just reminds us that they're tender and they're a little bit timid. But may God bless you and encourage you in these days. Thank you so much, and join us next time.